Erev Rav Shir Ayin Vav Yom Beis Parshas Vaschana.
Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Paskens Tisha B'Av Asur Berechitzo V'Siche V'Neila Sasandol V'Tash Mishamito V'Asur Likroi B'Teiro B'Nevim V'B'Ksuvim ולישניס במשנה ובמדרש ובגמורה ובהלוכס ובהגודס שנמה פקודי השם ישורים מסמכי לי אבל קוירו באי אויב ובדבורים הרוי אז להלוכס אין תשבו ואין על אלאו תלורן נעד תירה, נעד נביאים, נעד כסובים, נעד משנה, מדרש, גמורה, הלוכס, הגודס שנמה פקודי השם ישורים מסמכי לי אבל קוירו באי אויב ובדבורים הרויים שבירמיו These things you're allowed to. But the ketanim, you're not allowed to even that. Only the meisim from the churban. The shaila is the halacha is you're not allowed to learn Torah, Gemara, Mishnah, everything you're not allowed to learn chutz from dvorim aroy. So the machleik is a poiskim. So what is the pshat? So is a chiyuv to learn dvorim aroy? Talmud Torah is a chiyuv to learn? No, of us. You can't learn Gemara, you can't learn Mishnah. No, dvorim aroy you could learn. Other name. Bethlehem is a ptuf in Talmud Torah today. If you want, some person has come and done, he wants to learn something. No, you're allowed to learn Dvorim Aroyim. Bethlehem, you're mechuyev to learn, just you can learn Gemara and Dorim, what's coming down. So you're a chiyuv Talmud Torah, but Gisa Bayim Velayla. So you learn Dvorim Aroyim. Other name. Bethlehem is a ptuf in Talmud Torah. If you want to learn Dvorim Aroyim, you're allowed. The Gladkeit is like the first time. And Avada Yuchai with Talmud Torah. Just you're allowed to learn Dvorim Aroyim, Dvorim Asamchim, you're not allowed to learn. We're learning. That's the Shaila. So Rabbi Yashi falls as a chiyuv to learn. Chiyuv to learn. You can't learn Dvorim Asamchim. So b'meila, you learn Dvorim Atzeivim. But it's a chiyuv Talmud Torah. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman learned, at least in the oven, I don't know in Tisha B'Av, that Be'etzim is a Ptuf in Talmud Torah. Just, if you want to learn, you're allowed to learn Dvorim Atzeim. I'm going to have to explain it. There's another halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes, that if Motzei Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, Zchal Motzei Shabbos, you say, ומספללים ואומרים איכו ואומר אחר הכינס סדר קדושה ומתחיל מבעת הקודש שבור סס בידון צי ובו לציון שאין גאולה בלילה ולא יבני זה הסבריסי שנראה כמקיים בריסה לכינס ואוי דאוסו בדברי תירה ולא ישייך לא אמר ואני זה הסבריסי אויסו ולא יומוש מפיחו מפיזר אחו עד אוי לו You're not allowed to learn today, so you can't say v'lo yomush. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn Gemara. You're allowed to learn Masech Tegitin. You're allowed to learn Melkot. You're not allowed to learn today that you could say that you can't say v'zo isbrisi. So we'll have to miyashiv it in the Hemshech to get our sugya we're learning now in the Gemara. But we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Perek Hei, הלוכה יוטס דרמה מגזדן דה הלוכה אף תשע בו הלוכה יוד א' אינו יש למשול עם זה לזה יויש ועם דווים ונהנכים כאבילים ועם סמל המאור אסטרז ישול עם ימח זה בסוף אורופו ואוסו ליקר בתשע בו בתי רנבים כסו ומישלה הלוכה זה אמר גודס ומקצס החכומים נויגים שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש מקצס החכומים נויגים שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש אז So, Miktsas HaChachomim Neagim She'ein Manichim Bo Yitfilin Barosh. So, the meaning, Miktsas HaChachomim. So, why? We learn out Pe'el Chochobu Sholecho. And Ovel, the whole Shiva, he put on Tfilin, but Ovel Yom Rishoin, this is Potum Yitfilin. First day of Avel is the Avel is the Reise, and you Potum Yitfilin. So, Miktsas HaChachomim Ein Manichim Bo Yitfilin Barosh. Yes, Ein Manichim Bo Yitfilin Barosh. So, there's mashma, only tefillin shel rosh they don't put on. But tefillin shel yad, they do put on. So, it's mashma from the Rambam that Avelus patters from tefillin shel rosh. And Hilchis Ovel, Perik Tes, Perik Dalet Aloch Yutes, it's in the end of Shoftim. The Rambam brings down Ha'ovel b'yom harishon bilvad, osur leaniach tefillin. And he's not mechalek zwischen tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Fregen them mefarshim why miktsas hachachomim ein manichim bo tefillin. Not everyone, but miktsas hachachomim ein manichim bo tefillin barosh. So why in hilchis avel the Rambam paskin we pass an avel also be tefillin beim rishon avel is deiraisa, but the Rambam says side tefillin shel yad and side tefillin shel rosh. The shaila is what is the difference? If avel is part of tefillin, so it's both. And why be Tisha B'Av, the mitzvahs hachachomim that are noyeg, that also avelus legabe tefillin, they only aim manichim by tefillin barosh? So the MS, manafshach, if it's only barosh, why be avelus is both? And by manafshach, if Tisha B'Av is avelus, it's both. And if it's not avelus, you put on both, and if don't put on nothing. Manafshach. What are you answering? It's not serious, it's manafshach. So why other puts? Let's make a difference. So what? Miman efshach. So other also has only perach chov shalecha. The pasuk was on avel shel yachid perach chov shalecha. If you dash in perach chov shalecha and tefillin shebarosh, so also the other will put on only tefillin shebarosh. Will not put on tefillin shebarosh. And if we dash in perach chov shalecha, sign tefillin shebarosh, sign tefillin shebayad, so the other also will not put on both. Miman efshach. That's the kasha. So Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis, as a taste Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis in Moed Cotton, he taki says, Ovel only doesn't put on tefillin shebarosh. Say that. Some say, maybe Miktsas HaChachomim was Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis. So Pung Lishito, so he did it. But we taki, how nishta ze? But with Pashtas, we have a spirit. The Rambam brings down the Miktsas HaChachomim manichim by tefillin barosh. Only tefillin shel rosh, they didn't put on the Tisha B'Av. And in Avelus, the Rambam passes, he potter in Gantz. This is one thing. Second thing, we have to be mevarer our minig. We have a different minig. It comes from the Bis Yosef. By morning we don't put on tefillin, afternoon we put on. That's a mot nezach. The Rambam, miktsas rachomim, ein manichim by tefillin barosh. The whole Tisha B'Av. It's clear, Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. Only tefillin shebarosh, not tefillin shebayad, the same, stir tirchis avelis. We have the Bis Yosef, our minig. We don't put on in the morning, we put on in the afternoon. What is it? What are you on it? Also, it's brought down all of the mekubalim. They go home in the morning and they put on tefillin betzina. All the choshev yidden betzina put on tefillin. Yeah, when you be choshev, you know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. When you become choshev, they tell you to do it. I tell you, as they gave us. Shaman of shach. Ado yodene. The Gemara in Ksubes, the Vav, Amud Beis, is the mocker that Ovel is potum in a tefillin. Again, not to have a mistake, Ovel potum, what we call Ovel in Be'etim is what we said Shiva 7 days, but what we call Ovel potum in a tefillin is only B'yom Rishon that is called V'teach Riso Yoimar Midei Raisu, we have Yoim Rishon. It's a big shaila how you measure this Yoim Rishon. From the Levaya, from the Kvura, from the Misa. It's a different place, different machlekesim. By night you buried him, if you put on tefillin, I'm not going now to the shittas. But the din of Avelis potu mit tefillin is b'yom rishon. All the other Avelis we don't learn, we sit on the floor, and we chai b'kol mitzvos. The only aloha that the Ovel doesn't keep is tefillin in the first day. Omar Rababi, Marzav de Omar, Ovel chai b'kol mitzvos amuris bateire chutz min tefillin. Shenemar b'yom per. As was. Zogt Rashi, look, chill, Rashi in Ksum is the Vav Amud Beis. Pe'er, Shenemar Bohem Pe'er, Pe'er Chochobu Sholecho, An Yecheskel. ואובל מעולול באופור קרנוי וראשוי, ואין זה פאר לתפילים. ואין זה פאר לתפילים. So Rashi says, why Ovel is potter מן התפילים? Because מעולול באופור קרנוי, ואין זה פאר לתפילים. So it's מדיני התפילים, he's a chepze of ashes, and he put a תפילים, תפילים has to be בקובד, גופנוקי, האובל, פאר חכו ושולחו, שנאמר, אובל באופו מגולו לקרנוי, ואין זה פאר לתפילים. And the same thing state in Rashi, and ברוכס דף י' that אין זה פאר לתפילים. Rashi and Sukkot of Chofei says a different reason why you're not allowed to put on tefillin. שנאמר בו הפאר, ואובל לאו בר פארו, וכשמספר מרא בעצמו שאין אי אובל. It's מדין האבילס. So in Rashi and Ksuba says it's מדין התפילין. It's not covered for tefillin to be on פאר, on איפר. Ovel ba'ofor me'ul al karnoi ve'ein ze kovet la tefillin to be on the ovel le'um aslem Rashi and Sukkah says the reason ovel is potum in a tefillin because tefillin is pe'er, tefillin is like a piece of jewelry. Ovel puts on pe'er, he doesn't look like a ovel, he doesn't look like a ovel. It's midine ha'avelis. And as there is a ktesis in Suki Chof Hei Ayin Rashi Shepire She'ein Ze Noe Loses Per Ala Ovel. So we have two dinim why Ovel is potum in Atfilin. One din midine Atfilin Ein Ze Per Latfilin to be in a Ovel, as if he is not a Gufnoki, he's not a Choshev place that Atfilin will be. And then another reason is it's midine aveilus. If you put on tefillin, you don't look like a oven. Like the oven is not allowed to go to chal. You're oven. You put on tefillin. Tefillin is a covered gazach. You don't look like a oven. And there's nafkiminis la'aloche in these two zachen. Now to Israel, you don't have this so much. In Chutz La'aretz, you have them. A person, his father was nifter chal ha'moed. Now to Israel, we don't put on tefillin chal ha'moed, so we don't have this problem. Chutz La'aretz, it's a yidden that put on tefillin chal ha'moed. I think all believers, I think, put on tefillin chal ha'moed. Now, someone loses his father in the morning of chal ha'moed. He's allowed to put on tefillin or not? He's allowed to wear big day yontif. So, if it's midine avelis and yontif, he doesn't have to show avelis. Oh, but he's betzina, he's over. Yeah, just he can't do nothing. Oh, but if it's not covered in the tefillin, zog dechay odom, he can't put on tefillin. What? He's Ovel b'cheftzeh, just he can't, as kovel ayontev, dvom shebetzina is Ovel. So yeah, you could be cholek and the chayodom that he's not. So the chayodom says that he's yes. But we have the nafkemine. If it's mitzad dine avelis not to show that you're Ovel, and yontev, he doesn't wear kriya, he's wearing his yontev clothes. He's allowed to put on tefillin also. Masheinken, if it's mitzad the cheftzeh, so you could be cholek like you're saying and saying maybe he doesn't have a cheftzeh for Ovel. Chayodom zok that, yeah. He doesn't have to put on tefillin. He doesn't have to put on tefillin. Shai, if he's allowed. He's not mevazeh the moed. No one knows if he has tefillin or not. He's not, we put on a tzina anyways. Not mevazeh the moed not to put on tefillin. So again, if it's medina tachshit, he's allowed to. If it's medina that is a bizoyin for the tefillin, he's not allowed to. As those in Afkamina, the alochis and shmur, rechoiko. If someone hears that someone was nifted 30 days ago, so he has to make shiva for 2 minutes and it's over. So he has to take off his shoes. He has to do something if minig avelis. The shayla if it's enough to take off his tefillin or not. If it's medina avelis to take off his tefillin, so by taking off his tefillin he already shows that he's of. But if it's only medina tefillin, he's not showing avelis. It's more nafke minis. Zog de welt, first the Teir and the Rambam. That the Rambam learned that is two dinim. Sai mitzad hilchis aveilis and sai mitzad hilchis tefillin, like we see in the Ram and Rashi. There's two dinim why Ovel cannot have tefillin. Mitzad aveilis and mitzad tefillin. Now listen carefully. Mitzad aveilis, it's only tefillin shebarosh. Why? Everyone sees that he's not a Ovel. He's wearing jewelry. Tefillin shebayad is private. No one sees it. Some people are makbid to cover it. We have a little box on it for that reason, not only for keeping the corners. It's because it has to be covered by Etzem. It's for you. It's for you. Tefillin Shebayad, it's for you. Tefillin Shebayad is for you. So Mitzvah Hilchos Aveilus, that you show that you're not a Ovel, you have to be makbid only by Tefillin Shebayad. Mitzvah that it's not covered for Tefillin to be an Eifer, side Tefillin Shel Yad, side Tefillin Shel Roish, it's not covered for them to be on the Eifer. So again, Mitzvah Tefillin, so we're saying again, it's two dinim why Ovel cannot put on Tefillin. Rashi states one side it's a bizoyin for the Tefillin, and one side is mitzad, you're showing that you're not a Ovel, like you're not allowed to play with a kid, you're not allowed to go to different places. You have to show that you're a Ovel. You have to show that you said you're not allowed to wear begodim chashuvim, so let's cover them, cover the aveiros. You're showing that you're a Ovel. So we're saying tarvayu itnayu, but like Rashi holds from both, the Rambam holds from both. And b'meile, how the Rambam, that both exist, b'meile be as novos. As aveiros, it's only tefillin shebarosh. So there you're showing that you're not a Ovel. As the covered from tefillin, because tefillin shebarosh is made to show everyone. Chazal say, "V'ro'u kol am ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikro v'mecho v'yoru v'mecho elu tefillin shebarosh." Shmuel Shabbos told me that when once he was going to South America, he had to go for the shchiter, but he had to send him, and he came to a hall was full with people. He wanted to daven shachris, but he couldn't. It was priskes told. So he didn't know what to do. So he took out his tefillin and he put it on his head and he said, "V'ro'u kol am ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikro alecho v'yoru mimeko." And everyone ran out of the room. I heard it from him. And why I'm saying this story, I said a lot of times. It was Nifter a couple of days. So they asked me in the mishpocha, they made a kiyat sefer, a big zach, if I could go to speak. And a mistake, I said over that story. Everyone was laughing. Yeah? The whole Hesped people believed me. When I said that story, it Kimat killed the whole Hesped. After the Hesped, everyone stand over. And came over a guy and said, "I was there with Shas Maise. There was 300 people in the room. In a second, everyone ran out. I was there with Shas Maise." I don't need eyes. I believe him when he tells me that it happened. But it's finished. It's made that people roll. They said the Kotzker Rebbe said, "Well, why it doesn't happen to everyone?" It's finished. Shabaroish, nicht ala roish. I know for more people, there's a mitzvah that works. If you put on finished shabaroish, everyone gets scared right away. It's finished shabayatz, nicht ala. The meile zog the world and Tisha B'Av, we're not really available. I'll explain. We are availing. The ganze yo, we're availing. We have to be some mikdash. The Moses says, "Bez, we have to not eat wine and not to be brussel the whole year." We can't. But in Tisha B'Av, we have to be noyeg the availers. We have to show that we are availing. Nothing happened more than be'etzem we are availing becheftzem more. We have nihuge availers. The availing mikdash sachachomim, ein manichim boi tfilim barosh. An ovel, it's medina avelis, that it's a bizarre to the tefillin to be an ovel. It's not the mokim side finish of yad, side finish of rosh. But she'en gibet tishvah that mitzad nihuge avelis, the man it's only tefillin shem rosh. So mikta sachachomim ein manichim boi tefillin barosh. This is the teire. It's a babus the teire. I found it in the Maril Diskin, and chelik aksovim simen ches is meramis the. And the new Shulchan Aruch is a goyis Yismach Moshe. And the end of Chelek Gimel of Orachaim, he also says Pochas Yoyis of the ganze Teire. And Brisk, they're not mekabel the Teire. And Brisk, they don't hold from the Teire. The Taina and Brisk. If this Teire is right, so it's Sai Midina Atfili, Sai Midina Avelis, right? So the Rambam will have to bring this Halacha twice. Once Milchis Avelis, and one Milchis Tfili. Not only that, more Bilchis Tfilin, because as Hilchis Avelis is only Tfilin Shebarosh. As Hilchis Tfilin, it's Tfilin Shebayad, and Tfilin Shebayad, and Tfilin Shebarosh. So the Rambam will have to bring it. The Shulchan Aruch Taki brings it, Sai Bilchis Avelis, Sai Bilchis Tfilin. But for Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Raya. Shulchan Aruch is Oyra Chaim. It says the schedule of the day. Hilchis Tfilin says what you have to know for Tfilin. Then when you come to Avelis, it's what do you do? It's every day, what to do? Schedule. Haram is a safer ayat. Yad HaChazok, everything is in the right place. Hilchis Pesach doesn't have Hilchis Korban Pesach. That you find Korban Pesach. Pesach you find what to do until the Yom Tov. Everything is Mesudr in Rambam. So Mele, the Rambam L'chura had to bring it down Hilchis Tfilin, not Hilchis Ovel. Say the famous Meisah, this was the guy from Reb Chaim, there was two Niftorim, that when the halacha is, the person is Niftor in the city, and then another person is Niftor. So the guy that was Niftor first has a right to be buried first. It's better for the Neshomet, not to be outside. So it was two Meisim that died in Brisk. First the first guy died, then the second guy. How about the first guy was poor, the second guy was a Balabatish guy. So the Chavar Kadisha took care of the second guy before the first guy. So the collector for the first guy went to Reb Chaim B'Tayas in the Chazak Kedisha. Our mess was a bizarre. So Reb Chaim asked for Rambam Hilchis Ovel. He turned page to page till he finished all of the halachas. He closed it and he said, "It's not your problem, I'll take care of it." So they asked the Biskov, Reb Chaim didn't find nothing. So, but if it's not our problem, he will take care of it. So he could have said it without looking inside. So Biskov explained, "My father was looking. He was claiming if it's Medina Avelis, that if someone dies first, he has a schus to be buried first. Well, it's not Medina Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. Now, if it's Medina Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs, the Ram doesn't have to bring it down in Ches Avelis. If it's Medina Avelis, the Ram would bring it down in Ches Avelis. So he checked, the Ram doesn't bring it down in Ches Avelis. So why says it's not Medina Avelis? So it's not Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. So what the Chabad Kadisha did, they didn't play game in that in your Hilchis Avelis. They were playing game in the Aloch of Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. So I have to yell at them. A lot of things the Chabad Kadisha are not right. I'm the Rav, I'll take care of them if I want. Maybe I'll yell them for some Krishma Vizmano, but I have more mitzvahs to take care of. If it's Milchus Avelis, you the Mishboche, you could man your Kvure first, so you have a schus, they have to mefias you. So if the Rambam doesn't bring it down Milchus Avelis, then Ishkin Milchus Avelis. Mele, this was my raya. So the Zelda Bezachir, like the Briskers, if this Torah would be right, that it's Sai Milchus Tfilin, Sai Milchus Avelis, the Rambam would have to bring it twice, because that's in the Klolim. That's like the Bar Yodiskin himself, Lemaise and Chelik Aksovim says this Torah. So this is, we have Das HaRambam. Let me get invited. We paskin different. We don't put on Loi Tfilin Shebeyad, the Loi Tfilin Shebeyad. But only in the morning, not in the afternoon. So we for sure hold that Behilchis Niyu Gavelis, it's even Tzayt Filin Shebeyad, Tzayt Filin Shebaroish, the Hilchis Niyu Gavelis is Mechayev that the Ovel will not wear, Tzayt Filin Sheliyad, Tzayt Filin Sheroish. But it's a Niyu Gavelis. The Meile Betzine, the Tamil Chachomim, I can put it up, because it's only Mitzad to show Avelis. Now, the shaila is, so why we put it on after Chatzos? The mitzvah sachachomim didn't put it on the whole day. We have a different meaning. The answer is, Reb Chaim said a big yisoid in Tisha B'Av. We have six alochas that change in Tisha B'Av and Chatzos. Mitzad echot Tisha B'Av is from the beginning till the end. We don't eat. We don't drink. Achil, Shtia, Sicha, Tam Shamito, Nila Sasandol, the whole Tisha B'Av. Then we have new halachas to sit on the floor till Chatzos. What is it? Why in Chatzos we get up? Zog de Goen, till Chatzos is Meisoy Muto Lefonov. From after Chatzos, it's not a p'china of Meisoy Muto Lefonov. This is the reason Meikar Adin Melochez Ad Chatzos Tisha B'Av Nitche Bal Bris Oichel Achar Chatzos. Now in the morning is Meisoy Muto Lefonov, in the afternoon is Tam Avelis. Say the mother of Reb Chaim needed to go to a doctor. So the halacha is, if you have to go, you're allowed to wear a shoe. Chaim told us to go after Chatzos. So in the morning, if you wear the shoe, you're over on two halachas. First, like you sit on the floor, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Then the whole day, it's like you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have shoes like Yom Kippur. But in the morning, it's two dinim. It's midin sitting on the floor, like an oval, you also have to not to have shoes. Then it's another halachim, it's chamish inui. So the tefillin be'etzem belong to that halacha. You know where you see it? It's Bavus and Meister Rav state that the Goyen put on tefillin in the fourth hour. B'shor Revis, the Goyen already wore the whole day tefillin. He couldn't. B'shor Revis, he put on his tefillin. As they state the Meister Rav. Everyone in the bottom try to state in Aloch HaChatzos. But the Teretz is, Shulchan Aruch state in the Ramah that after Kinnis, you're allowed to sit on a bench. They finish to say Kinnis like Shor Revis. And they turn the benches. So Mishabur says, it doesn't mean Shor Revis till they turn the benches, until they finish, it's ready Chatzos. That's the Mishabur. But in the Loshon HaRamah state, that B'Shor Revis, they get up from the floor. So we don't do that, we wait till Chatzos. But they go and said, Val B'Ikar Adin state Shor Revis, you get up from the floor. So he put on the tefillin B'Shor Revis. Because that group of aloches belong to the aloches of New Gavelis. Is the reason we say Nachamu, Nachamu. Why? Eimen Nachmi Modom Kshemesim Mutalefonov. After Chatzos, it's not Mesim Mutalefonov, so it's Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Now, so we don't put on in the morning, but we put on after Chatzos. Then we learn that the Achriso Yemar, but we look at it like a Velus Dei Reise, that Mesim Mutalefonov are Nihugim. It's Nihugim. No aloche. The aloche is beetzem is chileshtir sicha dinatash minhilas asando. These nihugim that we have sit on the floor, we put on the tefillin also after chatzos. Kles the welt, so till chatzos you put on tefillin, we prefer to put it on in the afternoon. What is our aloche? Till chatzos you put on, or we prefer to put it on in the afternoon. Where's the nafkamina? Was a yid in Hadassah that had to have an operation Tisha B'Av 11 o'clock in the morning. It was a heart surgery for 8 hours. So he asked him, Sriyanka Fishel, I was the Shliach to ask the Shmir Shabbos, is to put on tefillin until 11 o'clock. He's going into surgery at 11 o'clock. He will wake up after Tisha B'Av. Afternoon he doesn't have tefillin. To put on tefillin in the morning or not? So we passing that you have tefillin. Just do it in the afternoon. Other we pass in the morning, he patu. The afternoon, he chayav. He will not be around the afternoon. So he's patu today. So Yankee Fish told me, tell him not to put on film. Shmuel Shabbat told me, tell him he's chayav to put on film. The world says a diuk. In Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tefillin state, Simen Lamed Ches, Tisha B'Av chayav betfillin. Welches Tisha B'Av steht? Welches Tisha B'Av steht in der Ramo? No yagim shaloi leaniach tfilin b'Tisha B'Av shachris. And be'emes, I think the mocker is that it's like a minig and it's not be'etzin me'ikar adin yechayev. Why you put on tefillin and Tisha B'Av in the morning? Pe'elcha chov u'shalecha. Right? And it's like a avelis. And the Mishnah Berurah says, ein manichim tefillin al pi ha'medrash. Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes zu tefillin. No, I'm afraid. Mishnah Berurah found a medrash. Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes zu tefillin. We avail him. Per chachom u'shalecha. Miktas hachachom u'tfilin shibaroish. We hold both. Only in the morning. Only in the afternoon. The Teretz is the Mishnah Berurah learned. We pask in Tisha B'Av is not called availis legabe tfilin. Now it's a minig. Zeicher lihishtich mishamayim eretz. Tiferes. The Moshe, Basso v'yayin. The Iker reason that it's also, it's not because it's misameach. Oven is allowed to eat Basso v'yayin. So this avroya you give Basso v'yayin. The Iker reason we don't eat Basso v'yayin is because the korbonis and the stochim are bottom. That's the reason Shem Zalman says that Me'iker Adin you're allowed to drink grape juice. You don't. But Avdola he says to do on grape juice. Because not everything is tzar. A lot of things are remnants to what happened in Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah Berurah says why we don't put on tefillin? Shenemar hishtich mishamayim eretz tiferes. Zuhu tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma taki that it's not dan haloche. If Perchacho B'Sholecho. Again, we hold the oven, it's not Perchacho B'Sholecho. This is not B'Sholecho B'Sholecho. This is the reason in Yerushalayim was a minig, that the Tznuim, we put it inside the house. It's a minute to show a bailiff. It's not. So the people that are pshat are very makpid to be in tefillin, couldn't wait. People that, you know, they could get up late also, so they could put on tefillin in the afternoon also. But the Yireim that Alamo will put on Alamo and Netzachamba to be makpid at the Gdukim Mitzvah, so it's not the pshat that it's a din avelis. The stack was only a minute. It's not even shekel. Say it. Say what we hold is a minute. I want to go back to Talmud Torah. We know Tisha B'Av is also the Talmud Torah. Tisha B'Av is also the Talmud Torah. Loshon HaGemara is Ovel Chayev B'Chol HaMitzvahs Chutz Min HaTfilin. Shenemar Bohem Per. Bin Averes Yem Rishon, Ovel Chayev B'Chol HaMitzvos Chutz Min HaTfilin, Shenemar Bohem Per. Frag the Ritva, why it says Ovel Chayev B'Chol HaMitzvos Chutz Min HaTfilin Shenemar Bohem Per? Why it doesn't say Ovel Chayev B'Chol HaMitzvos Chutz Min HaTfilin V'Talmud Torah? It says, Ovel Chayev B'Chol HaMitzvos Chutz Min HaTfilin Shenemar Bohem Per. Frag the Ritva, why Chutz Min HaTfilin? Say, Ovel Chayev B'Chol HaMitzvos Ovel Chayev B'Chol HaMitzvos Chutz Min HaTfilin V'Talmud Torah. Chutz Min HaTfilin V'Talmud Torah. Frag the Welt, Ovel is Potum V'Talmud Torah? He's Chayev V'Talmud Torah. He can't learn Geschmack and Sachen. He can't learn Geschmack and Sachen. Ovel is potu mikol amitzvos chutz min hatfilin. Frag the Ritva, chutz min hatfilin? Say, chutz min hatfilin v'talmud Torah. Ovel is potu v'talmud Torah? Ovel is chayav v'talmud Torah. He can't learn Geschmack and Sachen. He learns Sa'ed Sachen. So some learn that maybe the Ritva learns that he's part of everything. But Pashta, Aloha, Avadi, allowed to. So the Mephoshim bring a Yisoid. Weistois. The Yisoid that Vorim steht in Orachayim HaKodesh, and it's a Shlomet of Reb Avrom in Ahar. Teire is a chiyuv to learn besimcha. The Orachayim HaKodesh says that if a person is not besimcha, he doesn't have chiyuv Talmud Torah. I mean, he has a chiyuv to be happy to learn, but it doesn't matter. Shenemar pkudei Hashem yishorim mesam chilev. The Orachayim HaKodesh in Parshas Ekev, there's a mishtagim v'rotzim achareo, shor yoidim leyodom, satayinu ga'amiti. Zog the Orachayim HaKodesh, this is the tzure of chiyuv Talmud Torah. And the other that is not besimcha, and he has a din to be sad, cannot be chalan in a chiyuv Talmud Torah. This is the Ritva learns that Ovel is potum in Talmud Torah. This is be'etzem the Yesoid. If the Rebbe Avrom in Ahar, that Talmud Torah is only if you enjoy. Was weiß du warum in Haus an dir so teil gesondem Smiths Labe ist nicht an dir so teil so stehen wir warum in Haus ist das mir schon was ist aber warum in Haus hat Hefzev Teire ist der Geschmack ist der neue von Teire das ist der Maus von Hefzev Teire we said we passing like a warum in Haus we explained that we hold that we say Smiths Labe Ellis said no one could be khoy like a warum in Haus a warum in Haus we khoy like a warum in Haus We explain. We're not chaylik of Avraham in Ahar and what is Talmud Torah. We're chaylik of the Gedorim and Mitzvah Slav Lenis. But not chaylik of Avraham in Ahar. How can we chaylik of Avraham in Ahar? Especially the Gletal Ba'akdom says like that. Now, chutz from that, you can't learn because the Ma'aseh makes you happy. Of them, how the Ritva, B'dvorim Ha'atzuvim, you're allowed to learn. Again, Rabbi Eliashiv holds Aloha Vatanish does it. You're mechuyev to learn even if you're not happy. We don't pass with it. But the Ritva and Rabbi Avraham will learn, and this will be taken the Shittas of Ritva, and maybe the other Shittas, that Be'etzem, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is only the Simcha, And b'meile Abel doesn't have simcha, b'meile he's potum in a mitzvah. So b'meile he's potum in Talmud Torah b'tfili. If he wants, he could learn the dvarim ha'atzuvim. Now, dvarim ha'atzuvim, the ma'ase, he members the churban, b'meile he's allowed to. Dvarim ha'atzuvim, if he members, he's allowed to. See, either way, Akash is not yet what we say. He members the Chumah, that's enough. It doesn't make a difference if he's happy. Yeah, he members the Chumah, that's enough. If he members the Chumah, we don't mind. As a Bavusta, Yeris Ibn Uziel, Yikrivu Yemei Evel Ovi. Esav says, Yikrivu Yemei Evel Ovi, and I will kill my brother. So Pashas the Pshat is, I don't want to kill Yankiv, Yitzchak will be so sad. Wait. Yitzchak will die, I'll get rid of Yaakov. The Yeris Ibn Uziel says, no, I know I can't kill Yaakov. Yaakov is sitting and learning. Malachim Ovis can't hit someone that's sitting and learning. Yikrivu Yemei Evel Ovi. So Yaakov will not learn because he'll be a Ovel. And maybe I'll manage to kill him. This is Losh Yeris Ibn Uziel. Yikrivu Evel Ovi, she Yaakov lo Yasek B'Toyro. Kevin Shu Ovel, Valdei Zeh Uchal Orga. Fakir Moshe Sternbuch, but Mistame Yaakov learned Dvorim Ha'atzuvim. Zogt er no, aber is a chiv to learn. We're not going to the tzad is no chiv. We pass on the gilayash is a chiv to learn Dvorim Ha'atzuvim. We're going to learn the whole tishu of Dvorim Ha'atzuvim. It's no shayla. Aber zogt er, teire that a person learns without simcha doesn't have the tkoyach of teiro magna. People don't understand why I don't have the tkoyach of teiro magna. It's like teiro magna. Why I don't have the mile of teiro magna? The Torah says, what Torah is Torah Magna? Torah Mesamachas. And this is the Yesoy. This is the Yesoy. Say if you learn Rabbah Vroam in Ahar completely. Say if you don't learn. It's not Pshat. The Cheftzev de Mahus of Torah is Vahar if no Hashem Elokeinu is Dibu Sosach. Toiv li Torah Spicho Ma'al Vezor Vechosach. Ha-Mesuki Midvash Venoifer Tzufi. Ki Hem Chayeinu Vorech Yomeinu. הנחמוד עם עזוב ולתרוס חושעשוי עבדתי בעוני ולתרוס חושעשוי עבדתי בעוני I would learn but I would not be שעשוי I would be עבדתי בעוני כודי השם ישור עם מסעם חילב and we have to understand it's our moment תשבוב comes in חצייס comes in But the halacha, you're not allowed to learn. Torah is so mesameach. You can't learn, so stir at the Tisha B'Av. Stir at the Tisha B'Av. To shmuz, not a stir. To go around, not a stir. But if you learn, all of a sudden, it's going to shmuz. A lot of times people will ask, I would love to enjoy learning, but you know, maybe you can help me. Maybe you can help me. I want to. I want to enjoy. No? What I can do, I'm not enjoying. I want to enjoy. It's three answers. Chazal say, Ad shodo mispalel shi yikonsu divoteir letechpiv. Mispalel shi yikonsu ma'adonis letechpiv. The person stays awake by night and he shmuzes. And he goes out and in and speaks every second to the guy near him in the middle of Seder. He's not mechuba the Torah. The Torah can't go in. For sure, will not be happy. Only if a person is perish from andere zachen. Ein di v'Torah sherim ela berlei ponui. M'shemoya biyoshan tishma bechodosh. Aleph, Beis. I heard once from Adam Godel, but this is the real answer. You have to learn like you enjoy. Leave it to Hashem to make you to enjoy. If a person enjoys something, yeah, someone has a good ice cream, he doesn't take a bite, goes around, takes another bite, he's enjoying it, forget. He doesn't, someone tells him, he's reading a good book, a guy starts disturbing, he doesn't, let me to finish, let me to enjoy. You know, I'll speak in a minute, don't kill it for me, yeah? You want to enjoy. The guy spoils it for you if he cuts it to pieces, yeah? Learning is the same thing. So you're right, you don't have the enjoyment. Hashem will fill it up later. But the form, the way, the tzura, it has to be, and the tzura that you're doing something that you're enjoying. Hashem is in charge to give us the feeling. He gives us the gishmak. And lishmo, we saw the gletal ba'agdom, it says, means, ano asateil, Hashem ateil. But if a person doesn't do the tzura, he will never have it. It will never happen. But a person has to, Chazal say, Teira is Yogatu umotsoso taimi. Yogatu velo imotsoso, imotsoso velo yogaso al taimi. You have to work a little bit to get the gishmak. You have to work to get the gishmak. If you don't work to get the gishmak, it doesn't happen. It doesn't start gishmak. B'mi ato moite cholov shel divrei Teira, where you find the zis, b'mi shemeiki cholov sheyonak mishnei imoy, the one that works hard, hazoirim v'dima berino yiktzoiru. This is the ha'olchim b'choishech motzo ergodol. So the Tanchum is the Talmud Bavli. Ha'olchim b'choishech motzo ergodol. Some people think it has to be light when they start. It doesn't have to be light when they start. They have to start. So we're holding Erev Tisha B'Av. And after Chatzos. Mr. Migdash was Chorev. מי שלא נבנה ביומוב, כאילו חורף ביומוב, כאילו הוא יחריבוי. We're standing also in the פסיכת בן הזמנים. פסיכת בן הזמנים. Can't say that I'm not happy that I thought it'd be less guys today. I see that even Erev Tisha B'Av, the right guys are here. But some guy was given tongue. This makes me very happy. But I thought you can't be too happy today. I want a little Eitzah for the Ben Azmanim. I think this Ben Azmanim, a person has to do a little bit more. The Gedolim asking for Mesilas Nefesh. Terrible Gzeiras and Klal Yisrael. When he spoke, Manash Bektzora, that, you know, a lot of people think, I'm American, so it wasn't enough community to me that the Israelis are going to the army or not going to the army. There's not enough community. No Shaykhas. Why I have to be bothered with her? It's Mamash no Gzeira here. It's not Negev. Or even if I'm not Tzoldik, I'm already over the age, so there's not enough community. But anyway, that happened. But Chatzke Levenstein said that when Haman Arosha made a gzeire, was Pesach. Hu Agoyrol, that in Purim they would kill all the Yidden. So Mordechai was Mavir, Yom Rishon Shel Pesach Betainis. So the Kasher. Haman is going to kill another 11 months. Chodesh do mitzvahs now, not to eat Pesach now, not to eat Matzah. Koch Nefesh, what be Koch Nefesh? It's 11 months. We'll do Tshuva tomorrow. Straight after it in the Sfira Zeit, we'll do fest again. There was no Sfira because it was before Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, but yeah, we'll do a fest of Matzah and we'll fast then to take Chol HaMoed. Forget now, Aveda Sasimche, Kedusha, Yisraelus, Raivin Araivin, we could pour us Beshir of Zimre, Begirula, much more, Gulas Mitzrayim, we'll call the Aritzi. Zag Reb Chatzkel, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we will do the Tshuva later, he would not have to make Haman to make the Gzeire Pesach. Haman could have made the Gzeire Chol HaMoed. If the Gzeire came Pesach, it means he wants us to do Tshuva now. If it's a Gzeire that all the Friar Yidden made a Gzeire that the fruit people cannot stay in Yeshivas. So it will start in 4 years. But the Gzeire is here. You can't say, okay, when it will happen, we'll do Tshuva. Not only that, who had to poil the Yeshua? The one that had to be poil the Yeshua was Esther. Esther was not a part of the Gzeira. She was saved. Mordechai told her, exactly, you're the one that has to Meisa Nefesh. The ones that are suffering is not a Chochmah, the Meisa Nefesh. And they don't want to go to the army. For sure they have to do something about it. Aber you may use that Nefkemine. And Punk Faker. They will be saved. These people that are not now in the story, if they don't do nothing, Ki Atu Beis Ovich Trivedi, nothing will stay with them. They'll be gonish. They will never see them later. All these people that are not negated Gzeira, if they will not be Meisa Nefesh now, Ki Atu Beis Ovich Trivedi Chas V'Shalem. Umi Oidea. And she was Meisa Nefesh. She didn't wait 11 months. She went in a way that is no way. The king never saved no one. There was no way that the king, even if he wants, he could save her because the stick can't reach her. He was sitting. Nisim happened. But she was Meisa Nefesh. We have to do Mesiris Nefesh. And Ark Delim told us that the Mesiris Nefesh that is expected from us is Mesiris Nefesh and Taylor. So I want to speak with Meisa Tikman Azmanim is coming. I think everyone has to make Kabbal. If every Ben Azmanim will say an hour, maybe an hour and a half for Bochy, maybe 2 hours for Ingelai. Choyk velo yavoy. Choyk velo yavoy. To learn every day an hour and a half. Ingelai, 2 hours. I know it sounds a little bit. It's not so little. Means today also. If you didn't manage enough, you take dvorim atzuvim and you learn. Don't eichas and eicha and akinas don't count. Tomorrow also, listening to your shir also doesn't count. What's the saying? Shir doesn't count. Doesn't count. Count sitting and learning. Gemara, aloha. Not papers of chizukim. These achan also don't count. Sitting and learning. Every day, Friday, Shabbos, a day of a hike, a day of back of a hike. Doesn't make a difference what you're doing. Every day. Choyk velo yavoy. I say, that's a little, I could do more. I say, first make Kabbalah to do that. Then make another Kabbalah to do more. It's all halamal as a cheshbon. When a person decides to be good, they do a lot. So I say, 5 hours. And today I will not live 5 hours. Tomorrow I will not live 5 hours. That shouldn't bother me. Do an hour and a half, and if you command, it's hard. I'm asking, it's hard. You prefer to do a half an hour. Even as many, I thought maybe the half an hour. You might still nefesh. You might still nefesh. One lady, Esther, she was my still nefesh. She said, "Ganz klar, so." For you, it's hard, Mistamet, to learn an hour and a half every day, like Esther, to go to the king. Could be. But this is what is expected. I said, Amalek Dolim said you have to make a war. Today, a war everyone is masking for me. Now I've gone, and now everyone will be there. I'll be a Tad Eilim, so it's never to go back to Bismarck, no one comes. It's harder. In Ardnoy, it's easy to do acts, and it's hard to do Ruchnias. We're very Chitzainis Dike people. Everything is Chitzainis. Simchas Chitzainis, Gdolim, everything we go around, things happen. We're very outside people. Events. Everything is around events. Big riot, everyone will be there. They do a riot against different technical zachen, everyone comes. Not to have them, so I'm the yeah, to come, so much hours, such a tichin, everyone comes. This is of a person with Meisan Nefesh. I'll say the next thing. But to have a Kabbalah. What happens if I don't manage? The other day I learned double. Even if I will miss a trip. Now, Dibotelik and Negative Tzahore. To plan when you're planning to do it. Don't say, yeah, hour and a half. Some people know they could wake up every Ben Azmanin. You can wake up every Ben Azmanin. Seven o'clock, you could have until 8 o'clock. Then from 8 to learn until 9:30. Then be a goy the whole day. But do it every day. You want to start your trips earlier? Wake up 6 o'clock. Down at 7, learn to 8:30. So. Some people know, even doing this man, he can't fight the morning. It's not for him. So do it in the evening. Some guys know, but the evening, every time we'll be pushed away. Do it Mincha Ma'ariv. Mincha Ma'ariv, Olam come in, it's not the Ma'ariv. But don't leave it yet, it will work out. If you leave it to work out, it will not happen. The next bit. What are you going to learn in this hour and a half? A lot of times you go, you see the shul, the guy takes out his sefer, you know. The guy that starts to take out sefer, you know, never, he doesn't learn a word. The guy that knows, he goes, he's looking for a specific gemara, that guy is learning with his money. You go into shul in a minute, I know who is the halacha learning enough. The guy that starts to go around and he starts to speak to someone and learning it, and if someone is hacking and learning, he tries to mix it, or he finds it, psalocha shayla, or he heard from someone, chishon mishpat safek shayla. These guys are patlonim shayin kedim masa. The guy that doesn't have time, he's running, he needs to finish his gemara, he needs to finish his blat. This time you're chazering and dohim, chazering yivomis, you're learning a different limud. Oh, but before you go out of this room, now, hour and a half to try at least when, the derech klal, and what? And again, if you decide you're learning the dohim. So if you go away somewhere, you take with you an dohim. Take with you a gemara. Don't rely on the shul. First, you come to the shul as a chazoka, the page where you're holding is missing. It's a chazoka. It's all as a quest to take it out. Because it can't be the same one, because every time I hold somewhere else, and every time that page is missing, the chul gemara had to be empty over the years. Now, it's mukhah, it's a chazoka, it's a quest to take out. And you can see the different guy learns something else, he takes out the gemara, it's also missing his page. I check it. Every guy takes, puts it back in. If you're zaychi, you can see it. But if you makpid, you take with yourself your gemara. You don't go somewhere, like you don't go without your tefillin, you don't go with your gemara, and not a small gemara. No, it's more though. That's a madura, I don't know. I'm not trying to push one madura over the other. Yeah? I'll be taking gemara. You say, a lot of time, I say, Alamo, I go on a plane, I see, yeshiva, I have like a little gemara. Then the business people, they take out this laptop, yeah? Why they don't come with a little one? Maybe the Gedolei Masseret, yeah? I mean, why they don't? They sit down there. So, I mean, the biggest Gemara that I could. Open it. It overlaps with another person. Another person also overlaps me with his laptop. Yeah? But this is the tzura. If you have an open, big Gemara, you learn in the play. If you have a little zach, you know, it's a little zach. When the blad Gemara is like this, you're learning a blad Gemara. When it's like this, it's just 2 minutes blad, yeah? No, it's famous. I had a friend that knew Shas Baal Peh. He's one of the biggest of the Chachomim. He knew Shas. I told him, how you know Shas? He said he only learns with small Gemaras. It takes him 2 minutes to finish the blah. He says, you learn a big Gemara, it's very hard. Small Gemara, it finishes very quick. That's awesome. Like this, he finished Shas a couple of times. We're welcome already. He knew that would be the whole Shas. But if a person decides what he's learning, when he's learning, and he decides, Achlote Chazoke Ve'amitza. So you're right. Maybe it's over what he could do. But it's a gzeira and klal Yisrael. Some guy says, yeah, you know, gzeira and klal Yisrael. You know, I'm not in charge of the gzeira and klal Yisrael. But his dream is, either to be the biggest Talmid Chochem and klal Yisrael one day, order to be the biggest rich person. But everyone has a dream. There he doesn't say, Hashem, leave me in the corner. Yeah? He wants to be the one that will help klal Yisrael. So now you have opportunity. You could help klal Yisrael. Or Mesuos Nefesh. I'm saying this is Be'etzim asked Evi Ben Azmani. Evi Ben Azmani, I say this thing. To have a kviyas. What, when, and how? And I say, Alamur, if you make up with a chavrusa, to have a backing plan. Alamur, a guy decides he's learning with a bach, he's learning the first parak in the dog. He's chazing with him. Then he comes in the morning, the chavrusa is not here. So he doesn't know what to do, he starts to drain Tzacharam. But if he has something else that he's learning, oh, he's not here, Givaldik, so I could hop in something else. So if I make up with someone, I have also a backing plan. Okay, I'm happy if my chavrusa doesn't come. Because it's not what happens. You learn numbers or you're chasing with someone in the dog. You learn the first day, ben azman, the second day, the third day. Fourth day, he's not there. You don't know what to do. Okay, so you chaser again what you learn. The other day, he also doesn't come. Okay, you say, you go weiter. Then Hashem sends him over. So you want to go weiter? He says, no, I want to chaser. So you go back, then again he doesn't come. He messed up your whole smile. But that's why. But if a person will take this achlote, now I want to tell you, I'm speaking at Zuchnias. Today is Erev Tisha B'Av. We have to show Mesilus Nefesh. But I want to tell you, it's more than that. It's also Gashmias. Listen carefully. Everyone here wants to have a good Benazmani. We're in a dome and everyone wants to have a good Benazmani. A person that learns every day feels good about himself. So if he gets up 6 o'clock and he happens to 7 and he learns from 7 till 8:30, Lamazagan, he feels so good, he could enjoy, he could do, he could read, he could jump from 8 to 12 o'clock by now, he will feel good. He rolls up at 10 o'clock, he goes to Shtiblach, 11 o'clock, he's trying to find something, he's empty. So he needs to do something, so he starts to climb on mountains, goes up and down, up and down. He's trying to find the happiness. Then he starts to run on cables, he's trying to make himself happy. Nebuch! Then he starts to stuff pizzas inside, he's not happy, Nebuch! The whole Ben Hazmanim passes, the guy is trying to make himself happy. Nebuch. If a person has his kvius in learning, and he has the tzura what he does, and it's a kavua di kazach, the Ben Hazmanim will be a better rest. The Ben Hazmanim will be a better rest. The neshama is happy. You know, when a person is full, and he's happy, everything makes him happy. When a person is empty, everything makes him aggravated, and nothing makes him happy. And I'm telling you, if you want to come back and feel good in the end of Ben Hazmanim, and not saying to yourself the last day, okay, next Ben Hazmanim will be better, you know, this cloud, okay, next Ben Hazmanim I will learn Shema. Take this Kabbalah, take the Shtarki Kabbalah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have Shtarki Kabbalah.